Hello and welcome to the Plint Pod, our daily podcast on the important news of the day. My name is Keshav Padmanabhan and I'm going to tell you about the low strategic relevance of India and Southeast Asia and how China has edged out the US and the region as per findings of a Singaporean institute. But before I get into the report, I have a special message from The Plint. The Plint has launched the Plint School of Journalism, which is a power-packed 3-month interactive course beginning this year. Learn from some of India's finest award-winning journalists and interact with Shekhar Gupta. The link to apply is in the description below. Back to my story. India is one of the 3 least strategically relevant countries to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, while China maintains its position as the most influential economic and political strategic power in the region, according to a study that was published on Tuesday. Specifically, India ranks 9th out of 11 countries among major powers' regional influence and leadership in the region. The report, The State of Southeast Asia 2024, published by the ICR's Yusuf Ishak Institute, an autonomous research organization set up by the Singaporean Parliament in 1968, surveyed 1,994 respondents from 10 ASEAN countries, namely Brunei Darussalam, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. It offers a snapshot of the prevailing attitudes among the populations within these countries. Of the respondents surveyed, 43.9% believe that China has the most political and strategic relevance to the ASEAN member states, while 25.8% believed the same about the US. Only 0.4% of respondents said the same of India. As a mean score out of 11, Southeast Asians chose China as the most strategically relevant partner with a score of 8.98. India, which ranks 9th out of the 11 major power countries, had a mean score of 5.04. The other major power countries surveyed are the US, Japan, South Korea, the European Union, the United Kingdom, Australia, Russia, Canada, and New Zealand. After China, the US was found to be the second most strategically relevant partner for Southeast Asians, with a mean score of 8.79, while Japan, with a score of 7.48, finished the top 3. India, with a score of 5.04, Canada, with a score of 3.81, and New Zealand, with a score of 3.70, were considered to be the 3 least relevant countries. The Indian government has been attempting to gain influence within Southeast Asia, with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar's most recent foreign visits were to Singapore, the Philippines, and Malaysia between 23rd and 27th March. Underscoring New Delhi's Act East push, Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the 20th India-ASEAN Summit and the 18th East Asia Summit in Jakarta, Indonesia, just days before hosting the G20 Summit at New Delhi in September 2023. Of the 10 ASEAN countries, respondents from Myanmar and Singapore ranked India as 5th and 6th respectively in terms of strategic relevance, highlighting the favorable perceptions held by its neighbor and the historical cultural relationship between the countries, according to the survey. In comparison, respondents from Cambodia, Laos, the Philippines, and Vietnam ranked India 9th in terms of strategic relevance, reflecting the influence of geopolitical alignments and regional dynamics on perceptions of India's importance, noted the survey. As for championing global free trade, a cause promoted by ASEAN, India ranks last of the 11 countries surveyed. Only 1.1% of the Southeast Asians are confident that India is a champion of global free trade. Southeast Asians believe that ASEAN and the US are the region's foremost advocates in championing trade. Southeast Asians also show little confidence in India providing leadership to maintain the rules-based order and uphold international law. Only 0.6% of respondents have confidence in India's role in providing leadership to maintain the rules-based order. In comparison, 27.9% believe the US is the foremost champion of the rules-based order. However, 40.9% of the respondents believe that the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, also known as Quad, comprising India, the US, Japan, and Australia, will be beneficial to the region. This is an increase from 31% in 2023. However, those who believe that the Quad will be complementary to ASEAN's efforts in the region declined from 37.8% in 2023 to 32.2% in 2024. It should be noted that the survey found more respondents preferring to align with China over the US and the region. In 2024, 50.5% of the respondents chose to align with China if forced to choose between the two geopolitical powers, a sharp increase from 38.9% in 2023. Those who believe in aligning with the US dropped from 61.1% in 2023 to 49.5%, highlighting the surge in support for China across the region. Respondents from Malaysia, Indonesia, and Laos showed strong support for China. The report finds strong support among Southeast Asians to look at the European Union and Japan as the primary countries to broaden ASEAN's strategic options. India is third among the choice of Southeast Asians, with 10.5% of the respondents believing New Delhi as a viable partner in broadening ASEAN's strategic options. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I'm Keshav Padmanabhan in New Delhi. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.